This is not the Cardinals' war room, but this is Cardinals' path in the draft. Paul Calvisi, Darren Urban, Kyle Odegaard. What was the number Steve Keim, the GM, threw out there? Nearly 5,000 reports generated on nearly 2,000 players. We're just going to focus on one player in round one, but there are different ways you can draft that player. For example, if the Cardinals were to draft for need, Darren, what is your power poll of needs?
Well, the power poll of needs is still going to start with quarterback. I think that's gotten to that point. Now, whether
even with Sam Bradford and Mike Leonard.
I think it still should be there. I mean, if we're doing a power poll, I'm not saying you're absolutely drafting a quarterback at 15 because there's a lot of other factors that go in, but I would still say that has to rank up there. And then after that, I'm thinking cornerback or wide receiver. And then everything else kind of falls in place after that. I mean, cornerback would definitely be something I would be looking for.
We know Steve Wilks has mentioned line of scrimmage multiple times. That's where everything starts. Do you think that's where they start in round one?
Yeah, and I think that offensive tackle makes sense as a need. You do have Andre Smith, who you signed at right tackle, but they did this with DJ Humphries a couple years ago where they saw more of the long-term need, but it was a need. So I would consider that kind of a need. They have Mike McGlinchey, Connor Williams, Colton Miller, a couple different offensive tackles that are projected to go in the first round. If you really like one of those guys, it wouldn't be a surprise.
What about right next to the tackle, Kyle? Tight end. Do you think tight end is that much of a need? They go round one?
See, I think it is kind of a need, but you have Jermaine Gresham, and I don't think that's such a valuable position that you want to spend it there unless you feel like it's a generational talent. This tight end group isn't quite there, so I would be surprised.
Now, need does factor into the top 120 board. For example, if you have two players with the same rating, but one's a running back and another is a quarterback, I'm guessing the quarterback on the Cardinals draft board is going ahead of the running back.
You would absolutely think that. And to take it out to other positions, if we're talking about a cornerback, I mean, you're absolutely thinking about a guy like a Josh Jackson or Denzel Ward, guys who very well might not be there at 15. And again, this is the problem you have when you start talking about going after some of these needs, is you don't know where all these guys are going to fall in the draft board by the time your pick comes.
I think quarterback is definitely the biggest need, but there's obviously the top four that are projected to go way above you. Is a Lamar Jackson or a Mason Rudolph, are guys like that worth it at 15? I think that's the question. Are they going to be ranked that highly on the Cardinals board? Because if so, it makes a lot of sense. If not, then maybe you go to one of those other positions.
And if one of those quarterback falls out of the top 10, maybe you go up and get them. Maybe that's where, you know, your need comes in. You make a trade to move on up and get a future franchise quarterback. That is your Cardinals path in the draft.